Good evening. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is your weekly source for what's happening in your world here on the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinik, and joining me in the studio today is reporter Elise Thatcher. She reports for Aspen Public Radio. If you're a regular listener of KVNF, you've probably heard some of her stories that we get through Rocky Mountain Community Radio, our statewide collaboration of community and public radio stations. So, Elise, first of all, welcome to the North Fork Valley.
Thanks for having me.
You're here in Paonia working on a report about an air quality study that's being launched here in collaboration with Citizens for a Healthy Community, one of the conservation groups located here in town. I of course, want to talk to you about, you know, what brings you over the pass here, why this story is of interest to people in the Roaring Fork Valley. Mm-hmm. But first, set the stage for us here. What are the details of this particular air quality study, and what's the overall context for it? Why is it being launched right now?
Yeah, well, how it works is it's kind of unusual in that they're collecting air samples by having people wear backpacks. And usually when there's an air quality study, especially in relation to oil and gas, the air samples are taken from a fixed location or one place over a certain amount of time. But in this case, the air samples are taken with special equipment in a backpack, and a volunteer wears it for about 24 hours at a time. And sometimes they wear it more than once over the course of the year. Other folks wear it just once. And what they're looking for is methane and then other kinds of hydrocarbons that are released during the drilling process. And the idea is also to get what's called baseline data, or just a sense for what's in the air right now. And then that way, if more drilling happens down the road, they'll be able to compare the baseline data with what happens later on. And also it's a chance for them to find out whether there's an unhealthy amount of those certain chemicals in the air now.
So the people that you've been talking to behind this project, do you get the sense that they're looking for this data because they are convinced there is an unhealthy amount of methane and other toxins in our air?
I haven't. It's been a little bit of a mix as far as priorities that I've heard, and I don't think that that's because there isn't like a unified goal. It's more just that there's different folks collaborating and they have different areas of interest. So Citizens for a Healthy Community, I spoke with Jim Ramey, and he's focused more on the baseline data. Also, I talked with Carol Kwiatkowski. She's with the Endocrine Disruption Exchange, or TEDx, and she was also saying that she's curious whether there's an unhealthy amount of chemicals in the air now. So a couple different reasons to be doing this study.
Mm-hmm. Where is it actually taking place? Where are these people going to be venturing out with the backpacks, the monitoring systems?
Yeah, volunteers are wearing them at their homes in different places around the valley. So the volunteer that I spoke with, she owns and runs a farm with her partner. And so she was wearing her backpack when I interviewed her around the farm. She was there for the full 24 hours, and I accompanied her while she was feeding the chickens and checking out the greenhouse, doing other things in the area. And I understand that there may be one or two folks wearing the backpacks in the upper part of the valley as well.
The North Fork Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So what perks your interest about it here, being that you're usually covering issues in the other valley, the Roaring Fork Valley?
Right, up and over the mountains. It's interesting, over the last year to 2 years, what we've consistently heard from folks is there's a real sense of the unknown when it comes to understanding what's going on with chemicals that are released during oil and gas operations, so not just drilling, and how, you know, where do those chemicals go? How much is there exactly? And there's a real sense of uncertainty because people end up experiencing very strong health effects. And they think that they're from the drilling, but honestly, we don't really know. There isn't that great of scientific data. So there's a, kind of a sense on a personal level of what's going on. We need more information. But then also on the bigger picture level, there's been folks I've talked to from around the state who've said, well, the way that the state regulates oil and gas drilling and air emissions also has some big gaps. And so there's kind of this combination of both lack of data on the ground and then also a bigger policy question as well.
What do you mean by gaps, or what do they mean by gaps, I guess?
Yeah, like there's several folks that I've talked to have said that the kind of air regulations now for oil and gas operators are not specific enough. And at the same time, that there needs to be better monitoring on the ground as well.
Yeah.
So there's, like they're saying that there isn't good enough monitoring at this point. And one example being here in the North Fork Valley, there isn't baseline data. And that was one of the things that Citizens for a Healthy Community encountered when they were fighting the leases earlier this year and last year, was they couldn't necessarily prove that things could have gotten worse because there wasn't that initial data showing what's already in the air.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the leases that were initially put up for sale for oil and gas leasing here in the Valley.
That's right.
So, yeah, some of these similar concerns have been expressed, you know, especially over the past week since Governor John Hickenlooper announced his new proposed air quality rules for the state. And, you know, some of the things we've been reading is that the state is saying this would reduce methane emissions by about 92,000 tons a year. But again, environmental groups and conservation groups are saying that's not strict enough and that the new rules don't require enough regular inspection to prevent against things like leaks. Are these the sort of concerns specifically with regards to those new rules that you've been hearing in the context of this air quality study?
I think there's some overlap and some differences. And I should mention that I've heard from different things from different environmental organizations about the proposed rules that Governor Hickenlooper put out last week. Some folks have said that they are concerned, like Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, based out of Garfield County. They are saying, well, it's a good start, but not far enough. The Environmental Defense Fund, on the other hand, which helped put together the new rules, is pretty darn excited. So there's a range.
Right.
As far as methane, I mean, I think that this study would, so it's here in the North Fork Valley, and it would show what kinds of levels of methane are in the air around certain people's homes. But it could be that some of the operators in this area already have in place some of the requirements that the new or that the proposed regulations detail. For example, last week I spoke with the West Slope Oil and Gas Organization. I spoke with the executive director, David Ludlum, and he said that some of the operators out here are already using, say, infrared technology to detect leaks. So it's, you know, there might be some overlap, but it's not guaranteed.
So this air quality study that you've been looking into, it also comes at an interesting time in that we recently talked to a group of people involved with another very similar air quality study that's taking place in the North Fork Valley. It's a year-long study put together by CU Boulder and the folks at the Western Slope Conservation Center, also in collaboration with the local high school here, Paonia High School. And we did a pretty extensive program about that a few weeks ago, so I don't want to go into too many details about it. But what I'm wondering is, are there maybe some similarities between these two studies? You mentioned that this is mainly a study where people are going out with mobile devices, but the one that we've talked about before is actually a more stationary study where they have air quality monitors stuck on top of the high school there.
And is it on top of the buildings?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, so that would be very different. That would be at least 100 feet up in the air, whereas the backpacks are pretty close to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Did the people you talked to about this other study, that the CHC study, did they other study that's going on with the Western Slope Conservation Center and like maybe what kind of different work they were trying to do?
You know, they didn't, but they had mentioned that CU Boulder has a wide range of oil and gas studies or inquiries going on. So it could be that they were referring to one of those. Tell me a little bit more about that study that you were just talking about. Are they looking at methane and similar hydrocarbons, or?
They're really looking at a variety of things. I mean, definitely methane is one. But there's a whole host of specific chemicals, I guess, that they're looking at. But they're not only necessarily looking for chemicals that are present in our air from, say, oil and gas drilling. It's not really like a targeted study in that way.
Mm.
They're just more trying to find out what is our air composed of here in the valley in western Colorado. We discussed in depth about how there are a lot of chemicals that can be in the air that are released from agricultural practices, ranching, you know. Even some of the forests we have around here, you know, release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. So really, again, it was more about getting a baseline reading of what chemicals are in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I guess down the road, the idea is to look into where these possibly coming from, where could we see increases or decreases, what activities are fueling these different chemicals in our air. But yeah, no, not necessarily focused on what is oil and gas drilling putting into the air.
Mm-hmm. Right, kind of the broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm wondering about this CHC study that you're looking into is with the other study with CU Boulder and the Conservation Center, a big part of the aim, and you know, they sort of said, you know, a good 50% of the aim, if not more, was to encourage citizen science. So to encourage people in the community to be out there and be collecting our, you know, own data for our region because nobody else is going to do it and because it's not there. Similar situation with the study you were looking at?
You know, I didn't get the impression that it was about educating people in how to be a part of science, but as far as one of the main goals, but that certainly ends up being a big part of what's going on because having volunteers do all of this, you know, Jim Ramey said that they have a very detailed 2 pages to-do list for folks who are a part of the study, and they had to go through and revise it and make sure that it was as accurate as possible to make sure that when everybody goes through all those steps, they get the best samples possible. For example, right after someone's done carrying around the backpack for 24 hours, the samples go into a really awesome designed lunchbox, which then goes into a freezer because some of them have to be put on ice as soon as possible to preserve the best sample.
Yeah.
So I think that it sounds like the folks who are involved in a very detailed and consistent way. So if that's not citizen science, you know, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
So indirectly.
You know, you've been here in Western Colorado, the greater Western Colorado region, reporting on energy issues, environmental issues a little bit longer than I have. This type of study, this sort of proactive, let's go and gather our own data on the air quality because we don't have it anywhere else. Is this like unprecedented? Is there a rise on this? Have you seen this type of stuff come up before?
You know, I've seen it here and there over the years. If the studies here are any indication, one might say it's a little too anecdotal at this point, but having 2 of these kinds of studies go on at the same time in this place is really interesting. I don't know if I could say unusual, but I haven't come across it before. You know, the Endocrine Disruption Exchange, or TEDx, they did do a study looking at Garfield County in the past, and that was the first study at least looking at oil and gas effects that I had encountered. You know, there are I came from Durango about, you know, half a year ago, and I spent some time down there. So there were similar kinds of studies, but they weren't necessarily looking at oil and gas. They were looking at other things. So not terribly prevalent, but maybe scattered about here and there.
So at least while you've been looking into this North Fork Valley air quality study here, you've also been paying attention to sort of the statewide politics of where oil and gas regulations are going, where air quality rules, like we mentioned earlier, are going. What's your sense of the next steps for oil and gas regulation in the state or just environmental policy at large on the state level?
Well, as far as the air regulations, the public hearings will take place in February. At least that's the calendar as I understand it right now. And everything that I've heard from environmental and industry groups is they're going to be lobbying the state's health department pretty hard for to have their perspective included in the final rules. What's proposed right now is what Governor Hickenlooper announced last week, and as you mentioned, restricting methane. But there's a lot of time between now and February for different groups to lean on the state's health department to make that tighter or looser. One thing that I've heard from the West Slope Oil and Gas Association, again, the executive director is David Ludlam, is that they're concerned that they want the rules to reflect that some places are more rural than others. This, of course, would be referring to the Western Slope. And so they want there to be a recognition that the situation is different in more rural areas compared to, say, a more residential area like Greeley or in Weld County. At the same time, I've heard from environmental folks who have said, well, yeah, but just because we live, say, in Rifle, it doesn't mean that we should be subjected to less stringent regulations. So I've certainly heard different opinions, and it'll be really interesting to see how it works out.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Local Motion. We've been speaking with Aspen Public Radio reporter Elise Thatcher. She's in town working on a story about a new air quality monitoring study being put on in collaboration with Citizens for a Healthy Community and the Endocrine Disruption Exchange, also known as TEDx, two environmental groups based here in Paonia. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us, Elise.
Thanks for having me.